Hi, freaks! It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. Coming up on the program, how will I rape your childhood today? Plus, another day, another Pakistani man gouging his wife's eyes out, feeding your service dog to wild animals, and calling 911 to throw off the police. All of this, plus your voicemails, today on the Distorted Meat Show.
Lay that black pipe in my rectum.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
I'm gonna stuff my fucking whore hole.
Oh, another one! The boss hit my clit!
You stupid fuck! Let me see your fucking dick!
The vagina is full of AIDS.
All right, here we go. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Very busy day ahead of us. We've got an extended program for Sideshow Freaks. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday story we're going to get into in just a few minutes. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's another one that's going to ruin some childhood memories. I don't want to say what the story's about. It is a piece of fan fiction. And what's great is this particular franchise that the story is based on has really spanned multiple decades at this point. So it will possibly ruin my childhood. If you're younger than me, it'll also ruin your childhood. Oh, it's fantastic. I can't wait to get into it. But before we do, I've got a piece of audio from Judge Judy. She was in rare form. I have a feeling someone peed on her leg and tried to tell her it was raining. She loses her mind when that happens. She recently, I think this just aired yesterday, she was trying a case involving two men who found each other on Grindr. Again, for those of you who don't know what Grindr is, you're probably straight and lead normal lives. Grindr is an app for iPhone and Android that's basically like a gay GPS, okay? You load up Grindr, you can see pictures of all the fags in your area. Mostly torso shots. And then when you start chatting, that's when the dick pics are exchanged. So it's an easy way to hook up with guys, right? All right, let's see what is going on here in Judge Judy.
Mr. Starnes, Mr. Murphy, according to you, was a friend of yours.
Yes.
And it is your claim that you made a loan to him to cover some expenses that he had. He was supposed to pay you back when he got some funds from school.
Yes, sir.
Well, I watch the People's Court all the time. I don't really watch Judge Judy too much. But I'm just astounded by how easy it is to get money from people. People are really dumb. And it's usually women, I gotta say. Women will just open up their purse at the whiff of a possible relationship. And it's like thousands of dollars. Yeah, we met, we went on a couple dates, and, you know, Ray said he needed some money to pay some bills. So, I'm a good person. They always say that. I'm a good person, so out of the goodness of my heart, I gave him a $5,000 loan. You went on two dates? I've been dating the same person for, like, 4 years. I can't get him to give me a stick of his gum. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Mr. Murphy.
I'm doing something wrong here. All right, let's listen to this.
He, according to you, was a friend of yours.
Yes.
And it is your claim that you made a loan to him to cover some expenses that he had. He was supposed to pay you back when he got some funds from school.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Murphy, while he acknowledges that you gave him money, said it was in form of a gift and that it only became a loan when you started to get, as he calls it, creepy with him. And he rejected that and rejected your friendship, and now you want your money back. Is that your defense, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
What do you do?
I'm a student, grad student, biochem at UNCG.
How did you meet Mr. Starnes?
Here we go.
We met on a social website.
What? Okay. You know the judge is going to probe a little more.
What kind of social website?
It's actually called Grindr. Grindr, it's an app for your phone or your iPad. It's a social app that tells you where homosexual males are and their proximity to where you are.
It's all on the up and up. The way I understand it is, like, you know, you might be sitting at home thinking to yourself, oh, I want to go get some coffee, but I don't want to go alone. So you find someone on Grindr. Oh, I have something incredibly sassy and or bitchy to say about the Kardashians, but no one's around to hear my brilliant comment. Oh, I'll just load up Grindr. Boop, boop. It's like Uber. But instead of a car pulling up to your curb, it's a flaming homosexual.
Okay, so you were on that app, and so was Mr. Starnes.
Yes.
So far, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and where did you meet?
We met at actually one of my friend's houses. We actually ate at Applebee's, he asked me.
That hotbed of homosexual activity. Applebee's.
Far correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And where did you meet?
We met at actually one of my friend's houses. We actually ate at Applebee's. I actually spoke to him, and he asked me like if it would be a good night when he was at some concert.
Mr. Murphy, so what you're telling me, sir, is you went on this website in order to find someone who had the same sexual predisposition you did, right?
No, actually, it was just to make friends.
No, then you go on a website to make friends. You go with college friends. You go out, but you went on a particular website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were looking just to make friends, I wouldn't go on a website that said, you know, it's just for little old Jewish ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to expand my horizons a little bit.
Well,
do you understand?
Well, I didn't really
Mr.
have that
Murphy,
meaning.
Mr. Murphy, you understand what I'm saying to you, sir?
Yeah,
so then,
I understand.
Yeah, that's the big thing with Grindr. You go on Grindr and you see these guys. Well, you don't even see their face. You see their torso, and then their description is like, just want to chat, just looking for friends. If I'm looking for a friend, I don't need to see your bare fucking chest. And when the second thing out of your mouth is, I'm horny. That's not something my friends tell me. I don't want to hear that from my friends.
You met Mr. Starnes, who is considerably older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the hot guys are always looking for sex. The uglies are just looking for friends. Unless you express interest in the ugly, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I want to hook up.
And so if what you said is you wanted to make friends,
yeah,
one would think that you wanted to make friends with a contemporary of yours.
No, my penis wants to make friends with his butthole.
Rather than somebody old.
In a very real and raw way, if you get my drift, Judge Judy. Are you picking up what I'm throwing down, the old Jewish bag?
Sir, with money. I say the same thing to you. If that's where you met, I assume you were looking for companionship.
Yes, Your Honor.
And how old are you, Mr.
47.
47. You know, a 23-year-old college mm-hmm. kid is an inappropriate mm-hmm. social companion. One would seem that you would want to go with somebody who was at least out of school.
Your Honor, in my defense, he's into daddies. It's so obvious what was going on here, and I'm glad Judge Judy picked up on it, right? This young guy was talking to this old guy, hoping that the old man was generous, you know? If you want my dick, you're gonna have to pay me, basically. Shower me with gifts. Shower my nigga dick with gifts! Well, that's exactly what happened. Now, I don't know, maybe this old dumb idiot really thought he was giving this kid a loan.
And well,
don't
have, if I didn't
are you
ask
trying
him for
to
money?
Talk over me, Murphy?
No, ma'am.
You know, my problem with you, Murphy, is that at least he probably, according to you, he was up front with you. That's what he said. He wanted to be your friend, and then he wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted more of a personal, interpersonal relationship other than just being a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
You were just using him. You see, you're the dishonest one. He wasn't being dishonest with you. He says, here I am. I'm an older man. I like younger men. You need some money, I'll, you know, help you out. You're the one who was using...
And you got to help me out. That's the deal.
Him. Because I read your answer. And okay. Your answer said he was like a mentor to me. Gagging.
Yes.
Gagging at that answer.
The old white guy was like, I wish there was some gagging involved. How great is that for a sound clip, though? Judge Judy saying gagging. Gagging!
Gagging.
Yes.
Gagging at that answer.
Gagging! All right, listen, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I simply try to find poorly written, weird, disgusting, or just bizarre sex stories on the internet. I then read them to you in an attempt to either get you off or creep you out. This being distorted view, naturally... The latter tends to happen. Now, in the past, we have read several fanfiction stories that have destroyed childhood memories. We did Transformers, sex fanfiction, Scooby-Doo, Super Mario Brothers. Today, that great tradition continues. That's right. Turtle incest on today's Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
There were no lights on in the dojo. I saw little flickers of candlelight, though. I moved quickly but silently across the living room floor towards the dojo. I was soundless as I opened the sliding doors and closed them silently behind me. I used my ninja skills to move from standing in front of my goal to standing behind him. Raphael, I know you're there, Leo said, as I was about halfway between him and the wall. I sighed in frustration as I walked the rest of the way to Leonardo. When'd you figure out it was me? I asked as I slumped down beside the leaf-green turtle. The candles flickered when I sat down. When you first opened the dojo doors, the blue-banded turtle said as he slowly opened his eyes. He looked at me with the, really? I was meditating, numbskull, look. I'm sorry I disturbed your meditation session, Leo. I thought you were Master Splinter till I opened the dojo doors. So you wanted to talk to Sensei? Leo asked. I looked up into his ocean blue eyes and saw something I've never seen before. I didn't know exactly what it was, though. It's that twinkle of lust. All right. Well, I wanted to talk to you, too, with Splinter, but I don't know where the old rat got to, I said, with a slight frown, with a small blush across my face, as I thought of the practice speech I was going to share with the two. Well, you can talk to me now if you want, Raffy. I know how you are when it comes to speaking with Father. You can always talk to me first, and I can talk to him about whatever it is when he gets back from wherever he's at, Leo said, while cupping my cheek in his hand with a concerned smile on his face. This is not how turtles behave. Okay, but I gotta show you something first, I whispered. I grabbed Leo by the chest strap and pulled him towards me. I stopped just before our lips met and waited for any resistance from the other party. When there wasn't any, I smirked and kissed the leaf-green terrapin full on the lips. Leo didn't stop me as I slid my tongue between his lips and into his mouth. The blue-banded turtle actually returned the kiss with passion I've never seen before. Leo wrapped his arms around my neck and pulled me closer to his body. Our tongues danced in each other's mouths. I moved my hand to wrap around the leaf-green turtle's waist when he pulled away. You a fucking faggot? No, that's not what's in the story. Should be. All right, was that what you were going to say going to be that you love me and you wanted Father's blessing? Poorly written. Well, don't worry about it. I've already talked to him, he said with a teasing smirk. How'd you know that's what I was going to say? I said with a true smile plastered on my emerald green lips. Leo pounced on me and kissed me with so much more feeling than the last kiss. So, is it going to happen here, my room, or your room? I said with a seductive smirk. I wrapped my arms around his waist. My room. I don't like your hammock. Besides, I asked Donnie to soundproof my wall so no one can hear. Leonardo, always thinking. All right, so now the story switches from Raphael's point of view to the narrator's point of view. Leo started to butterfly Raphael's face with kisses as they got more intimate. Leo kissed down Raphael's plastron, like his breastplate, till he got to the slit between the emerald green turtle's legs. Raph tensed up momentarily, but then bucked his hips lightly as Leo softly ran his fingers over the slit. Leo kept You do realize I'm describing turtle sex. That's what we're doing today on Distorted View Daily. All right. Leo kept moving his fingers over the slit, but with each stroke, he put a little more pressure than the last. Raphael couldn't hold in his erection, so he dropped down. Leo was face to face with Raphael's massive cock. It's always massive. Leo smirked at how he drove Raphael crazy from a mere touch, so he lightly touched his lover's tip. Leo held down Raph's hips as to not have himself slapped in the face with a dick. Dick will make you slap somebody. Leo licked the head of Raph's cock like a lollipop. To Leo, it probably was a lollipop. Leo slowly took the rest of the red-banded terrapin's dick into his mouth, but since the whole thing wouldn't fit, he started to swallow.
Gagging.
Yes.
Gagging.
Raphael was so close to his peak already. Turtles come quick. Leo, I'm so close! Raphael moaned as he tried to hold out for as long as he possibly could. Leo stopped suddenly and crawled up to lay on top of the darker turtle. He kissed Raph on the cheek lightly. Well, we don't want you to finish before the fun even started now, do we? Leonardo said, with a lustful smirk. The leaf-green turtle reached down between the two and grabbed the darker terrapin's erection. Leo slid his own hardened dick out of its hiding place. Leo slowly stroked Raphael's erection with his fingertips. Shivers of pleasure ran down Raph's body as Leo continued giving his lover a hand job. Raphael, in return, grabbed onto his older brother's shoulder. That's the other thing. They're related. All of this is so very wrong. Raphael grabbed onto his older brother's shoulders and dug into the flesh there. Again, right before the younger of the two came, Leo stopped. He's edging now. The leaf-green turtle kissed down Raphael's body till he was in between the darker turtle's legs. The elder terrapin kissed the darker turtle's thighs and ran a hand down Raphael's front. When Leonardo got to his brother's tail, he stopped. The blue-banded turtle thought for a moment, then got an idea. He his head down between dark legs and slid tongue over Raph's tail all the way up to tip. It's like caveman speak. You can just tell the person who's writing this story is jerking off as he's coming up with this stuff, and he's getting close to coming himself. All right, Leo nipped, sucked, and licked his lover's tail until Raphael lowered his tail to reveal his puckered hole. Here we go. Turtle rim jobs. This is a new one for me. Leonardo liked his lips. Probably licked. Okay. Leonardo liked his lips when he saw that his younger brother was looking down at him. The elder of the two licked around Raphael's entrance. Leonardo pushed the tip of his tongue into the red-banded turtle's entrance and pulled it out slowly. Leonardo repeated this a few times. The leaf green... By the way, I should mention, when I decided I was going to do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Sextastic Tuesday story, I obviously did a search to see how many of these things I could find, and I picked this one out. But there were some others. Bebop and Rocksteady. Remember those characters? They were getting into some shenanigans, but I thought we needed to have the turtles have sex here. All right. The leaf-green turtle lifted his left hand to Raphael's mouth. Suck, Leo said simply. What? Unless Raphael liked dry sex, Leo's younger brother was going to help out. Raphael greedily grabbed his brother's hand and started to suck on the fingers. Leo pulled his hand away when he felt it would be enough natural lube. The eldest slowly pushed one finger into Raphael's entrance and pulled it out. Leo didn't want to hurt his lover more than necessary. He continued this until his younger lover was moaning for more. The leaf-green turtle added, "What happens if Splinter walks in? Or city workers? You know, they live down in the sewers. Gotta be pretty embarrassing. Or if Michelangelo pops in? Hey, cowabunga dudes, I brought some pizza. Holy shit, what's going on?" Poor Mikey would get an eyeful right now. One of the turtles is fingering the other turtle's asshole. All right, and now they're getting ready to fuck. Leonardo lined himself up with Raphael's entrance. Raphael felt the tip of his lover's cock at the hole. The leaf-green terrapin pushed in slowly and stopped when he saw the younger turtle wince in pain. He waited for his lover to adjust to the size of Leo's dick. It didn't take long for Raphael to ask for more. After a few moments of doing this, Raphael was grabbing Leonardo around the neck and wrapping his legs around his older brother's shell and pulling the lighter turtle's body closer to his own. The leaf-green turtle slowly pulled out to the tip and then pushed in as hard and as fast as he could. Turtles have sex just like I do. Ninja Turtles, they're just like us. Raphael screamed as his mate hit the bundle of nerves in him that made the red-banded turtle see stars. Leo groaned as he was wrapped in a hot embrace, full to the hilt. Raphael almost came, but it took all he had not to. Leonardo pulled out again and pushed in harder and deeper than before. The leaf-green turtle, they always describe the turtles the same way. Leaf-green, blue-banded, terrapin. All right, the leaf-green turtle did this a few times before he found a rhythm that he felt would give them both pleasure with every thrust. Soon enough, Raph was screaming and moaning his lover's name and begging for more. Leo was moaning and calling out Raphael's name. In no time, the blue-banded turtle was thrusting at a speed that didn't seem possible, especially for a turtle. Because, you know, they're known for being slow. Leonardo was pounding into his lover with all he had. They both came, screaming each other's name. Oh, you're definitely going to wake up Donatello and the other one, Michelangelo, with that racket. All right, so they were both screaming each other's names. Leo pumped his seed into his mate, and Raphael clamped down on his lover. They laid there riding out their orgasm for what seemed like an eternity. When they came down from their high, Leo laid down beside his mate and gathered him in his arms to snuggle. Raphael gladly replied by wrapping his limbs loosely around his lover's body. I can't believe I'm a uke. What the hell does that mean? Does that mean bottom? U-K-E? Well, I'm no uke, so you have to be. But I always thought that when we got together, I would be the seamy. Seam. S-E-M-E. What are these words? I don't understand. Is this, like, turtle speak for male or in female? All right. Well, you know we can switch roles every once in a while, right? Leonardo said, arching an eyebrow and smiling. Really? Raphael said with a smile. Raphael looked up at his older brother and kissed him on the chin. Leo replied by cupping his lover's cheek and kissing the emerald green terrapin on the lips. Really? The blue-banded turtle said as he pulled away from the kiss to look his lover in his beautiful green eyes. This was too romantic. I was hoping for, like, turtle enemas and shit like that. All right, there you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for July 1st, 2014, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all with free shipping. Can you believe that? Just use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult products, including movies. Like, we're talking sex movies. You're not going to find used copies of Home Alone or Curly Sue or something. Hardcore fare at AdamandEve.com. In addition, they've got toys for girls, toys for boys, toys for couples, male masturbators, penis pumps, lingerie, underwear for guys, lube, condoms. If it's sexual in nature, Adam and Eve has you covered. Go there right now, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or coupon code DV at checkout. Get 50% off, half off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all with free shipping. Again, AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I could really use your help. If you are not a Sideshow member yet, let's correct that problem. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week, we do extended shows like the one I have for you today. Sideshow Freaks will get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow, I'm doing a program just for paying members. We're doing an exclusive show. That's right. You also get exclusive programs and video casts when you become a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. It's very inexpensive. $6.99 is all it'll take. Plus, we've got quarterly, semi-annual, yearly memberships available. Also, lifetime, so you'll never have to worry about recurring charges. Go there right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Sign up and get today's extended program and tomorrow's exclusive show. People were asking me what's going on because this week we've got a national holiday. It's a big one, 4th of July. I will not be doing a show. I might just throw up a best of show or something. But no new content on Friday. So what we're going to do is tomorrow we're going to do an exclusive show. Thursday we'll be doing a show for everyone. And then we're going to call it a week. Although I have a new DV log I'm going to try to post this weekend for paying members on the Sideshow, so be on the lookout for that. Still a lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed this week. Let's get into the news now. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a man in Pakistan allegedly gouged out his former wife's eyes and fractured her legs in 5 places. He was justified in doing so. He was trying to teach her a lesson for having, quote, loose morals. Her ankles were not covered up while she was at the grocery store or market or whatever they have over there in Pakistan. Rashid Ahmed, I guess that's it. I thought there was going to be another name there. Rashid Ahmed attacked Shama Bibi, his wife of 19 years, on Sunday. I like that at the beginning of the story, it says his former wife, but up until the attack, she was his wife. After that, you can't really blame her for wanting a divorce. All right, Rashid Ahmed attacked Shama Bibi, his wife of 19 years, on Sunday when she went to visit their 5 children at his house in Munshinabad in Bahawalnagar. Sure I pronounced that correctly. The couple had divorced in February. Oh, okay. After Ms. Bibi started working as a maid, she took the job because the couple hit a period of financial hardship. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm, throughout every sentence, I'm trying to figure out, is this the reason he gouged her eyes? Like, what constitutes loose morals here? The fact that she went to visit her children? No. That they divorced? No. That she took a job as a maid when they hit a period of financial hardship? Ding, 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 ding! That's right. You know those maids and their loose morals. Like, she's trying to help you out because you're not a man enough to support a family. That's what he's really pissed off about, I'm sure. Ahmed had allegedly been angered because she started working without his permission, and he had accused her of having bad character before filing for divorce. Like, dude, she's not your wife anymore. You divorced her. You don't have to teach her any further lessons. Ms. Beebe then moved to Lahore with her eldest son while her four other children stayed with the father. When she went to visit her children, Ahmed allegedly attacked her, breaking her legs and gouging her eyes out before fleeing the scene. Her family rushed Ms. Beebe to a hospital while Ahmed was apprehended by police 2 hours later. You know he's not going to serve any time, right? The court finds that you are, in fact, a whore. And you deserve no eyes or working legs. All right. The man allegedly admitted to the attacking and blinding his ex-wife, telling police, "I wanted to send a message through her to all women with loose morals." Cut that shit out. Ms. Beebe was transferred to a hospital, but her current condition remains unknown. We don't keep track of the women in our hospital. We only have records of men being treated. As a matter of fact, for most of the women, we just, you know, put them down in a bed and let God sort it all out. Pakistan sounds like a wonderful place to visit. All right, second story we have for you today. A man who ran from a traffic stop made phony 911 calls to try and throw off pursuing deputies and police dogs. So he would call in with a tip saying, "Hey, I saw this criminal on Broad Street heading east," when really he was on Broad Street heading west. Smart criminal. Herbert Foster, 31, of Holly Hill, was charged with making false 911 calls. He was also charged with a drug offense after cocaine was found on him. Yeah, that sounds like someone who's high on coke. Running, fleeing police, calling 911 repeatedly, giving false information. All jacked up on shit. All right. So he was found with cocaine on him, resisting an officer without violence, and, of course, driving with a suspended license. He was released from the county jail after posting $4,500 bail. Investigators said Foster was stopped in the 1200 block of Ridgewood Avenue near Holly Hill. Foster ran from the traffic stop, and two witnesses said Foster was headed to his Espanola home. As deputies headed to the home, a caller reported Foster was hiding behind a sports utility vehicle. As officers got there, they saw Foster walking out, but he then turned and took off running. Shortly after, dispatchers got a call from someone else reporting Foster drove from the area in a Ford Mustang. In a second call, the same person reported Foster was in Hollyland Park. But deputies, helped out by a police dog, kept searching the area they last saw Foster in, finding him hiding. He ran again, but a helicopter followed until a deputy shot the suspect with a taser. After Foster was caught, dispatchers provide deputies the telephone number from where the 911 calls were made, and surprise, surprise, the telephone turned out to be Foster's. Gagging. Gagging. All right, final story we have for you today. This one really pisses me off. These parents with autistic kids think that anything goes. Your child is a fucking huge nuisance, right? Why does your child's happiness have to involve my annoyance? Does that make sense? Like, I understand, you know, a kid should experience fun things like the zoo and the park and stuff, but can't they have autistic days or something? Not only that, but they've got to make a big, huge scene about everything. For example, in North Carolina, a mother is accusing a Morrisville wildlife ranch of discriminating against her 7-year-old son by banning dogs. "Thor is an autism service dog," said Ashley Collard. "Ethan has autism." Collard says Ethan wanted to go to Lazy Five Ranch, where visitors can drive through and feed exotic animals. Sounds fun. Although you never know how autistic kids are going to react to shit. They might want to punch a goddamn zebra in the face. They're weird when it comes to, you know, like, interactions and touching and shit, right? All right, Collard says Ethan wanted to go to the Lazy Five Ranch, which is an awful name for a ranch, where visitors can drive through and feed exotic animals. When she called the ranch, an employee told them no dogs, even service dogs, are allowed. Now, let's stop right here and think rationally for a second why a pet would not be allowed in an area with wild animals roaming around. They're goddamn food, is what they are. Your little Pekingese is a delicious appetizer for whatever's roaming around. They're hyenas, whatever. Thor goes everywhere Ethan goes. I know one place he's not going to go to, the Lazy Five Ranch. Thor goes almost everywhere Ethan goes to. And as part of the Americans with Disability Act, Ethan is entitled to any service offered to non-disabled persons without having to leave Thor at home. Thor makes it so Ethan can access places. So by not allowing Thor, they're not allowing Ethan access. The owner of Lazy Five, Henry Hampton, says the decade-old rule is to ensure safety, of course. We've had one very bad experience about 10 years ago where a couple let a dog get out in the drive-thru, because that's what you do in these little excursions, right? The ranch, you drive through and you see all the animals. Well, the dog jumped out of the window or whatever, and the zebras killed it immediately. He said the family could leave Thor in the car, but he can't travel into the drive-thru. Collard said that's not enough, and that Lazy Five is breaking the law. They need to allow access to all people with disabilities and not pick and choose who they want. Did the mother not hear the part where it's for the safety of the animal? It's a public place. They need to allow everyone to go. Everyone can go. You just can't bring your goddamn stupid dog with you. Whatever. I hope this guy unleashes a bunch of lions and tigers on this damn dog, the family goes. I mean, think about how traumatizing that would be to an autistic kid, right? For some reason, he needs this autism dog. I don't even know what the dog does. It comforts him or something, right? How comforting would it be to see that puppy ripped to shreds and eaten by wild animals? That would further scar him for life. It really fuck him up. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to today.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. You skipped over, like, the last part of my voicemail message on the Monday show.
I have a very short attention span. I like to just get in and get out, so I apologize if I ever cut anyone off. But, you know, you either bored me or I just wanted to move on.
So, what I was saying was that we're going to celebrate our birthdays together. Your birthday is August 1st, and my birthday is August 2nd, and you are exactly 10 years and one day older than me.
Whoa.
So I think that's when we should get together. I like to frequent a bar called The Library.
Oh, yeah.
So you have my phone number. The number that I always call in with is my cell phone number. So let me know. I want to celebrate your birthday, and I will totally fucking gush all over you.
Cool.
It would be a dream come true, because I've been listening since I was 15, since 2005. That's creepy. So, I
could probably meet her for a couple drinks and have her gush. Squirt. That's not pee, that's squirt.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Freak Organic Poppers. I just pulled that out of my ass.
Sounds good.
I'm listening to the extended Scott Taylor audio.
Yes.
Dick old guy, whatever his fucking name is. Anyway, that had me rolling, laughing out loud, LOL, whatever. The funny thing is that I wanted to tell you two things. I think what you're hearing in the background with those kids screaming or whatever is actually other studios or other sets of porn.
Oh.
The reason why I think that is, actually, I had a buddy that lived in L.A., and the house that he lived in was actually rented out as a porn studio, per se. It wasn't a studio like a warehouse, but it was like multiple rooms where they had different fuck sessions going on. So, anyway, they have houses, or sometimes they rent warehouses or whatever, and they have multiple places.
That's, makes sense, right?
That's all per his input.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
what he's talking about, if you're not Sideshow members, you probably didn't hear this, but while Scott Taylor was jerking off and shoving his finger in his dick hole and smelling his shitty asshole fingers, you could just hear, like, it sounded like children playing. It was the creepiest thing. It just made an already disturbing scene way more disturbing.
I want to tell you a little bit about the subcut, or whatever the fuck it is, sub-incision.
Yeah, sub-incision.
I actually had a doctor do that to me when I was a little tiny baby, because I had, it's actually called a meatotomy or something like that, and they basically widen the dick hole so that you can, pee unobstructed.
Oh.
Something about diapers causing irritation and flesh to grow over. Anyway, so
that must be one form. But the thing that this guy, that happened to this guy, Scott Taylor, is like from the tip of his dick down almost to like the shaft, like the end of the head, like down. I can't describe it, but it's almost like split in two, his dick hole, just so it could be wider and he could fit his finger in it.
Yeah. Fuck my pussy with your big old dick.
Call 1-989-NURSE.
Stick it in my smelly wet pussy.
Fuck you, Timmy Boo.
Hello.
What a do? August 1st is coming. You know, what should we get for our birthdays since we both have August 1st birthdays?
Yes, my birthday is in literally 1 month. I mean, I hate to sound like a goddamn broken record, but what I could really use is money.
Hey, Tim.
Maybe I should set up a Amazon wish list, too.
Hey, Tim. It's Jeff Holden from Southern California.
Hello.
I'm watching 19 Kids and Counting, so I thought I'd give you a call. Michelle Duggar is present and accounted for.
Yeah.
I don't see your problem with the show is they're talking about how I think women should be good at cooking and feeding their men, which I'm pretty in line with. So I don't know. I think you may need to go take another look at it.
Right. I may have those Duggars all wrong. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is no God.
Gagging.
Yes.
Gagging.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around. I've got an extended program today. Plus, tomorrow I'll be back with another exclusive show. If you're non-paying members, you gotta wait until Thursday to get some more DV. Let's fix that up right now. Sign up for the sideshow. Get all sorts of great content. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder words sometimes, but not everybody listens.
All right, guys, how many times do you wipe your ass each week? Some people say to do it after every shit, but I say no. You're going to rub your asshole raw that way. I suggest wiping your ass 2 to 3 times a week, tops.